Today's podcast is one of those that you'll know if you follow me is down in my heart. It's coming from my gut. So get ready. Why runners don't look back and how you don't need to be looking back as you enter 2024. I believe God has a prophetic word for his church and you need to be listening. Hey, I'm so glad you're here. This is Coach Francine with Calling Over Comfort. Calling Over Comfort is a place where you're going to be challenged to pursue all that God has for you. I pray that every time you come here, you are encouraged, you're empowered, you're inspired, and you are challenged to press outside that comfort zone. I mean, press against that barrier that screams, but I want to stay comfortable. No, you want to dream audacious goals with God. You want to dream audacious dreams, dreams that, well, frankly, scare you. That's what I'm hoping for. And I pray that every time you come back, this is what you will find an encouragement to do. These are usually short, fast, powerful, fun, and authentic messages. And so I want you to just subscribe. I want you to join in. And if you hear something that empowers you or you want to give me some feedback, I want you to email us at helloconsumed@gmail.com. Email me. Let me know what you heard and what you liked, and tell me a little bit about your story. All right, let's get into the podcast. So the Lord began to lay on my heart about not looking back. And I have seen over and over, I think Christine Kane preached a message last year about Lot's wife and how she looked back and the importance of not looking back, how she got turned into a pillar of salt. I've heard a couple of times some prophetic words come across my TikTok and my Reels. Yes, I'm on that side of the TikTok and Reels world. Just talking about not looking back. And today, as I was really just pondering some of the new things that are coming out with Consumed Coaching, I'll be honest, some of it is scary. Some of it is way out of my comfort zone because it is way beyond my ability. But that doesn't surprise me. It is the way God works with me, so it shouldn't surprise me. But I'll be honest, it's scary when I'm in this position and I'm about to jet out and do things way beyond my abilities. And so there's a part of me that's like saying, you know, should I go this way? Should I just go back to what I know or what's easy? And I know that sounds ridiculous to you, but inside your head, it does sound different. You have to be honest. Please tell me that you think these things as well. And today, God just absolutely jumped out at me and said, quit looking back. I need your eyes set forward. And then he had me look up why runners do not look back. And some of these I knew it was a little obvious, but some of these weren't as obvious. So I want you to listen to this. Why do runners, professional runners, why do they not look back? What is risky about looking back? It's not that they never look back, but it is risky for them to look back. Here we go. It will make you lose your rhythm and your momentum. Now think about that for a moment. Have you ever been your eyes focused, God moving you forward, and you find yourself like Satan can't stop you, but he's trying to get you distracted with the past, right? He's trying to get you distracted either with good past, right? Of why you want to change things. Things could just stay the same. You're okay the way you are. Or he could be saying, do you remember the last time you stepped out? You failed, right? Looking back that way. Does that not mess up your rhythm and your momentum? Have you ever felt stuck? Have you ever felt a time when you're wondering, why isn't God coming through faster? Why isn't this happening faster? Maybe it's not him that's not coming through. Maybe it's you losing your speed by looking back. You increase your chances of tripping up. Now, that one was the obvious. I thought that's probably what I was going to find out is that if you turn your head backwards while you are running forward, there's a possibility of you tripping on your own feet, like getting in your own way. Does that sound familiar, entrepreneurs, coaches, creators, right? Content creators? Yes, entrepreneurs, we hear that, don't we? It also gives the opponent, the other runner, the idea you might be weakening. Do you think the enemy's looking for that in you? He's looking for you to spiritually turn around and look somewhere else, and it might be emboldening the enemy in your life. I don't know about you. I don't want the enemy emboldened in my life. Not at all. I want him wincing and moving away from me, right? Which I get when the Bible tells us, submit to God, resist the devil, and he has to flee. Woo! I love that. And it says the enemy may come at you one way, but it's got to leave seven. It'll scatter seven different ways. Yeah, I'm all for that. That's what I want. I don't want to be looking back and emboldening the enemy in my life. The next one is you will lose your own confidence because you will begin to look backward. Like in a, as a runner, they'll look and they'll see how close the runners are behind them. And it will actually create a loss of confidence in their own race. Does that not happen to us, right? When we begin to look back, we begin to lose confidence in where God's taking us. It is so important. Even in the, when Jesus was walking on the water and Peter so boldly said, if that's you, ask me to come out there. And so he boldly, just like Peter always did, boldly walked out, got out of the boat and walked out on that water. But what happened? He began to look around. He began to look at the storm. And because of that, his faith lessened and he began to sink. He was no longer walking on water. You guys, we need to set our eyes on Jesus. And this is the word that God is giving me right now. Seriously, listen to me. Whatever he has told you to do, I'm prophetically speaking to somebody on this call, on this podcast. Listen to me. Whatever he's told you to do, quit looking back. I need you to set your eyes on it. I need you to gaze on it. I need you to lean in on it. I need you to make it happen. You need to get all the distractions away. You know what I mean, because God's already told you what to do. Go and make it happen. Now, here's the other thing. Looking down. I didn't even realize that looking down is not good for a runner. Looking down means you are most likely slouching as a runner, and it will reduce your running efficiency. It will keep you from breathing correctly. It will keep you from actually staying on target with your run. And it's the same thing. Lift your head up, child of God. Lift it up. Square your shoulders back, put on your armor, and I need you to press forward. Even if you are facing a mountain, that mountain cannot hold a candle to you and God. Hebrews 12, 1, 2 tells us, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with what? With endurance, the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our race, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27 says, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it, that you may obtain the prize. Did you hear that? Run like you're going to win. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Verse 26, therefore I run this way, not with uncertainty. I fight not as one who beats in the air. That means I fight meaning when you run, you're not just beating in the air, you are running. You expect to win. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. So what God is telling us is run like you know you're going to win. You already have the victory. You already have won because Jesus Christ has done it. Quit looking back, my friend. That's the word from God today, and I hope it encourages you. If someone else needs encouragement, send this podcast to them and let them be encouraged. It's time that the church of the living God rise up and do what God called us to do. Rise up, do it, do it, do it, do it. God has plans for 2024. Are you going to be a part of them? So I wanted to take a moment and tell you to be on the lookout for a new program that's coming out in just about a week or so. This is something you're not going to want to miss out on. This is something that many of you have been asking me for, and it's really unprecedented what we're going to offer in this program. So be watching your emails if you're on our email list. If you've been thinking about calling me and setting up a discovery call, you might want to do that right now. What we're bringing out will be out for a limited time and for limited spaces. So just be aware and be watching all my social medias, and the moment that I can announce it, I will do it. So be on the lookout. Also, we have a new online magazine called Chosen and Called. Be watching your emails for it as well. We're going to be sending that out to our emails. We'll probably upload a link onto our socials as well. It is packed full of amazing content, great resources, even the top tips from our top coaches on setting and keeping your New Year's goals. So you're going to want to check out this magazine. It'll be online. You'll be able to flip the pages. Super, super cool. And like I said, it's coming out the first or second week in January. We'll be doing that quarterly. It's called Chosen and Called. Lots of amazing things happening and in 2024. Also be looking for us to be in your area. A group of coaches and I are going to be traveling and speaking. I want to meet you. I want to know you. If you want us in your area, reach out to me. Email me at helloconsumed@gmail.com. Let me know that that you'd like us in your area, and we'll work on it. But we are in process of booking these consumed events in your area, and I hope to see you there. Awesome. All right. Talk to you guys soon. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. I am so excited and so blessed and honored to have you along on this podcast journey with me. Also, I just remind you to like, subscribe, and if you would you leave a review? Would you let us know how we're doing and how it's blessing you? And one thing that would super bless me is if you would share our podcast out on your social media. Let somebody know about us. Let us keep growing so that we encourage more people to step out of their comfort zone and do what God's calling them to do. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time right here at Calling Over Comfort.